Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, December 9th. An amendment to the federal Liberal government's Bill C-21 that lists numerous firearms used for hunting is getting wider pushback as it gains more attention. The Assembly of First Nations made a statement yesterday saying they do not support a ban on numerous hunting firearms. And while the Conservatives have been speaking against the bans, it's only this week that one Liberal Party member has openly criticized the expanded scope as well. Meanwhile, Bruce Gray Owen Sound Conservative MP Alex Ruff says plenty of people in the riding and other rural ridings would be affected by the amendments if they pass.
Totally focused on the wrong things. It's focused on law-abiding firearms owners versus going after the gangs and criminals and the illegal smuggling of firearms. Same message I've been saying for forever. That's where the focus should be, and that's what's so frustrating about this.
Meanwhile, yesterday, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the Liberals are focused on going after certain guns that he says have no place in Canada. He says they're not going after shotguns and rifles. He says they'll continue to move forward with their commitment to ban assault-style weapons. Markdale ice cream maker Chapman's is celebrating after receiving some international attention. The company's premium flavor, the only chocolate, came in first at the International Ice Cream Consortium conference. Here's Ashley Chapman.
The closest to ours, I thought, was from Sweden, from a company called Sia Glass, and they make an excellent product, not as good as ours, obviously.
The event featured ice cream industry leaders from 13 countries. Members nominated their best chocolate ice cream to be judged by their peers based on overall taste, creaminess, and visual appearance, and Chapman's came out on top. Ontario is marking the basic training completion of 460 new OPP recruits at the Ontario Police College. The successful completion of basic constable training is a milestone on the path to becoming a police officer. Of the 460 recruits, the average is 29 years old, 88% have completed post-secondary education, and 40% speak an additional language besides English. The recruits will complete their training with 29 municipal police services across the province, the OPP, five First Nations communities, and two other police service partners. The deadlines to get your cards and packages in the mail are coming up. Canada Post says the last day for regular parcel delivery nationally is through December 19th and December 21st for priority or express post. The latest you can send in your local zone by priority post only is December 22nd. Internationally, for packages to the U.S., a tracked small package will have to be in the mail before Monday, December 12th. As for cards sent within Canada, the deadline is December 16th. In sports, it was a 1-1 score for Croatia and Brazil in World Cup soccer, with Croatia advancing on penalty kicks. In the NBA, 10 games, including the Toronto Raptors, are at Orlando to meet the Magic. Sunday, the Raptors and Magic will meet again in Orlando. In the NHL, 10 games tonight, including the Calgary Flames at Columbus to meet the Blue Jackets. Tomorrow, Calgary will be in Toronto to meet the Leafs. In the Ontario Hockey League, 8 games tonight, including the Owen Sound Attack at Guelph to take on the Storm. The Attack will host Guelph on Saturday night and then entertain the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds on Sunday afternoon. In the Greater Metro Junior Hockey League, 3 games tonight, the Knights of Meaford are at Temiskaming. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League, 3 games, including Mount Forest hosting Mitchell. In WOAA Senior Hockey, the Saugeen Shores Winter Hawks host Creemore. Game time is 8:30 at the Plex in Port Elgin. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Stay tuned. The weather forecast is coming up next.